The United States is set to scrap regulations set up by the Obama administration aimed at ensuring that all internet users have equal access to the online world. So-called net neutrality rules were introduced in 2015 to prohibit US-based service providers from blocking or slowing down access to content and then charging more for faster access. But opponents of the regulations say they stifle creativity and investment in the tech sector. Nick Grimm explains.
On the internet, all users are created equal, or at least that's the theory behind the notion known as net neutrality. Its advocates believe the net should be a free space for all to roam, regardless of their need or the depth of their pockets. The Australian technology writer and freelance journalist Stilgherrian explains it like this.
Net neutrality is the idea that all internet service providers should treat all traffic going through their systems the same. So it doesn't matter whether it's coming from a big player like Google or Netflix or a small player like the smallest startup, all of the traffic will be given equal priority.
Net neutrality was originally one of the unwritten rules of the internet. After all, it was developed with the goal of making information free for all. But in the land of free enterprise, there was concern that those with money and influence could take over the online space, creating different classes of digital haves and have-nots. So, 2 years ago, it was made an official rule by the Obama administration.
Indeed, I remain firmly committed to net neutrality, so we can keep the internet as it should be. Open and free.
And tech companies like Facebook, Amazon, and Google have championed the net neutrality concept, but major US internet providers like AT&T have been lobbying for the rules to be overturned. Now, Donald Trump's handpicked chief of the US Federal Communications Commission, Ajit Pai, has announced he'll propose the repeal of the regulatory regime when the body next meets on December 14th. It's almost certain to be endorsed by the Republican-dominated commission.
We do know that this free and open internet can exist, free from these heavy-handed regulations.
That's the FCC Commissioner Ajit Pai on Fox News Radio, asked whether he was concerned about telcos holding companies like Netflix to ransom. His answer was this.
This is all entirely hypothetical. We have never seen that in the 20 years or so that the commercial internet has existed. And going forward, we require transparency, as I said, to make sure that any practice like that would be disclosed.
Ajit Pai says he wants to stop the internet from being micromanaged by government. His proposed repeal will enable internet providers to strike deals to deliver certain types of content faster than others, enabling customers to subscribe to the sort of content they value most, a bit like the way cable television operates. But some warn the implications of doing that could be far-reaching and unexpected.
And small changes can have a major disruption.
Michael Overing is an expert in internet law at the University of Southern California.
And right now, net neutrality has been pretty good for us. The economy is doing well. Technology companies are doing well. I'm not sure that we need to repeal it, certainly not at this point.
So if the United States abandons the concept of net neutrality, is Australia likely to head down the same road? Well, for a start, there are no laws in this country ensuring that the information superhighway remains a free and open route.
It's not a major thing for Australia.
Here's Stilgherrian again for his take on what the changes could mean here.
Certainly anyone trying to enter the market now would be worried by abandoning net neutrality, because a big player, let's just pick a big video streaming player like Netflix or Stan here in Australia, they now have the size of a customer base to say to an ISP, hey, we will give you X million dollars a year if you guarantee high-speed access to your customers or unmetered access to your customers, and you know, turn a blind eye to congestion to the competing players. It also means that, you know, a new player coming in is not going to have the economic heft to be able to cut those sorts of deals. So abandoning net neutrality is an advantage to players that are already in existence. So that's seen as by some people certainly as limiting innovation and competition.
Writer and commentator Stilgherrian ending Nick Grimm's report.